All right, so today we're diving into something a little different. Listener request actually venturing into the unknown. No, not spelunking this time. We're talking venture capital, but like really getting into it. Not just the money stuff, but what it's actually like to work at a company, you know, one of those VC-backed companies.
Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, we hear about all the valuations, right? Disrupting industries, all that. But what about the people? Like, what's it actually like to work there every day?
Exactly. And we've got a really interesting research paper here, fresh off the press from July 2024. These researchers did not mess around. They analyzed a million employee reviews from Glassdoor.
A million.
A million. Combine that with financial data, you know, which companies had VC backing, what happened after they went public, got acquired, all that.
Interesting. And I think what I like about this research is that it kind of gets past the easy answers. You just assume tech workers, maybe they're happier, or maybe bigger paychecks equal happy employees. This goes deeper.
So what's the verdict? Are these VC-backed startups all they're cracked up to be?
Well, it's funny you should ask that. What they found was a bit of a paradox. See, VC-backed companies, they DO, tend to score higher in employee satisfaction.
Right.
Like even when you control for industry, job level, salary, there's something there. A VC effect, if you will.
So something about having those VCs on your side, at least at first, but you know there's got to be a but here.
Right.
What happens when the VCs cash out? Does that employee happiness poof, disappear?
$1 million question, right?
Right.
And yeah, the research shows there's a little bit of a what you might call a post-exit dip in employee satisfaction. And here's the kicker. It's most noticeable when a company gets acquired through a leveraged buyout or LBO.
LBO. Okay, for those of us who don't speak fluent finance, what are we talking about here?
Basically, picture this. A firm borrows a ton of money, like a LT, and they use it to buy another company. That's essentially an LBO in a nutshell. And for whatever reason, those types of acquisitions seem to really hit employee morale hard.
Something to keep in mind when you're, you know, looking at job offers. Okay. But rewind a little bit. You said satisfaction dips after A&Y VC exit, not just LBOs. So what's going on there? Why is that?
To figure that out, we got to go beyond just like the satisfaction scores. We need the why. The researchers here, they use this really cool technique called structural topic modeling, or STM.
Fuck you.
Imagine feeding thousands of employee reviews into an algorithm, and it analyzes the actual language, the words people use, and picks out the common themes.
So it's not just 4 out of 5 stars. It's like, what are people actually saying about working there?
Exactly. And it gets really interesting here, because when you look at the pros and cons, a more complete picture comes into view.
All right, well, let's have it. What's the good stuff? What are the top perks of working at one of these VC-backed companies, according to people you know actually doing the work?
This one came up again and again. Supportive culture. Employees love the collaborative vibe, the focus on innovation, that kind of environment these companies build.
Makes sense. Startups always have that we're in this together energy, right? Fast-paced.
Totally. And that actually ties into another big pro, growth environment. You're surrounded by really smart people tackling big challenges. That's motivating. And here's one you might not expect. They get high marks for their HR practices.
Really, I would have thought with all the focus on, you know, disrupting and rapid growth that HR might kind of be an afterthought.
You'd think so, right? But they seem to get it.
Yeah.
Having good hiring processes, clear paths for promotions, it matters.
Well, good to know. Maybe VCs aren't so bad after all. But it can't all be beanbag chairs and kombucha on tap. What about the downsides? What did they uncover?
Two big ones, and you can probably guess,
Yep.
compensation and workload. Turns out the allure of working for the next big thing doesn't always mean a big paycheck, at least not at first. And the long hours, the pressure, the constant change, it's real.
Classic high risk, high reward. Maybe you're working around the clock for less pay. But hey, you could be part of the next Google or Amazon.
Right, you said it. But now the question is, what happens to those pros and cons when the VCs exit? Could they just vanish? Or do they, you know, leave a mark on the company's culture?
Now you've got me. Tell me more.
So here's the thing. What surprised me was this. The growth environment thing, it kind of fades out after the VC exit, almost like it was tied to them being there.
Yeah.
But, and this is the fascinating part, the supportive culture, the good feelings about HR, those stuck around even after the VCs were gone.
So it's like they planted a seed for a good company culture, and it kept growing even after they left. That's kind of a cool legacy to leave behind, even if it wasn't the main goal.
It is. But before we get too warm and fuzzy, we got to talk about those leveraged buyouts. Remember those?
Oh, yeah. That sounds ominous. What were employees saying? Like, was it really that bad?
Well, remember how we talked about VC-backed companies having surprisingly really good HR?
Yeah.
Under PE ownership, totally different story. People started reporting more issues, you know, favoritism and promotions.
Yeah.
Just a general feeling that the company didn't care about them as much.
Yikes. Sounds like a totally different vibe. It's like the PE firms came in with their spreadsheets and forgot there were actual people working.
Yeah, and it's a common worry, right? And these findings, they seem to back that up. But here's a curveball. Complaints about workload, those went down. And satisfaction with pay and benefits, those actually went up a bit after a PE acquisition.
So maybe a trade-off. Less pressure to, you know, be working all night, but also less of a sense the company's got your back.
Maybe. Oh. It's like PE firms focus more on the tangible stuff, right? The salary, the benefits. Maybe they think that's enough to keep people happy, even if it means, I don't know, sacrificing some of that culture that employees liked under the VCs.
It really is interesting how different investors, you know, they can have such different effects on how a company feels. The VC is all about growth and pushing boundaries, and then the PE firms come in focused on efficiency and profits. Makes you wonder, is one way better? Or does it just depend on the company, you know, where they are in their journey?
It's tough. There's no easy answer. But I think what this research shows us is we can't just say VC is good or PE firms bad. You know, it's more complicated than that. They each have their own style, their own goals, and that affects the people working there, for better or worse.
For sure. It's like, I don't know, choosing what ice cream you like. Some people are all about that chocolate. Others are diehard vanilla fans. It's all about what you're looking for.
Love that analogy. And just like with ice cream, got to read the label before you buy, right? In this case, that means doing your homework. What's the company's ownership structure? What does that tell you about them, about how they treat their people? Factor that in, along with the salary, the career stuff, all of it.
So if you're listening to this and you're thinking, okay, interesting, but how does this apply to me? That's the takeaway, right? Next time you're on the job boards or thinking about making a move, don't just stop at the job title and the salary. Think about who owns the company. What might that tell you about what it's actually like to work there?
Exactly. And honestly, don't underestimate those employee reviews on Glassdoor. They give you a peek behind the curtain. You know, what's it really like to work there day to day? You won't get that from the company website.
Totally. But okay, let's get back to those good things we were talking about. Supportive cultures, places where you can learn and grow. That's what got us excited about VC-backed companies in the first place, right?
Yeah.
Is it all a mirage, or can that stuff actually last?
And that's where it gets really interesting, right? Remember how we said that even when the VCs left, the supportive culture, the good HR, it kind of stuck around?
Yeah, like they planted a seed or something.
Right. And to me, that says something. It says that VCs, even though they're all about making money, they can have a longer lasting impact on the companies they invest in. Not just the products, but the culture too.
Like in those early days, they're setting the tone, establishing the company's DNA or something, and it affects the company even after they're gone.
Exactly. It's a legacy. And it makes you think about the big picture impact of venture capital, you know?
Like they're leaving footprints, but they're cultural footprints. And those footprints, they don't just disappear. They can change an entire industry. Maybe even change how we think about work.
Totally. And that brings up a really interesting question.
So we've talked about the good stuff, the not so good stuff, and those leverage buyouts. But here's the thing I keep coming back to. If a company's culture is really shaped by, you know, the founders, the early investors, what happens when those VCs move on? Does that culture just go away?
It's the million-dollar question, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, I don't know, trying to predict the weather. So many things could happen. But this research makes me think, those early decisions, the culture the VC set up, it can really last.
It's like you can take the company out of the VC world, but you can't take the VC out of the company or something like that.
And then it makes you think bigger, right? About the whole impact of venture capital. Maybe even if they don't mean to, VCs are creating a new kind of work culture.
Mm-hmm.
One, it's all about collaboration and new ideas and, you know, actually caring about the employees.
Yeah. It's a big thought, right? Because we always hear about VCs being laser focused on profits, on getting those huge returns.
Totally. But maybe, just maybe, those two things can exist together. You know, financial success and a good place to work. What if they're not mutually exclusive after all?
Oh, that would be something. The old way of thinking was you had to choose. Cutthroat company that makes a ton of money, or a company that's nice to work for, but maybe not as profitable. What if there's another way to do both? Be successful, ain't in people focused.
Right. Imagine that. Companies that are doing well financially but are also amazing places to work, where employees feel valued and supported, where profits and happy employees, they're both important.
Now that's a future I can get behind. But hey, enough from us. We want to hear from you, our listeners. Have you worked at a VC-backed company? What was it like? Did you see any of this stuff we're talking about? The good culture, the bad stuff, those LBOs?
Let us know. We love hearing from you guys, getting those real-world perspectives.
And on that note, that's a wrap on another deep dive. We hope you found this, you know, this look at the human side of venture capital insightful, interesting. Maybe it even gave you something to think about. Until next time, keep asking those questions and keep diving deep.